Welcome back, everybody, to Catapult Your Business, where we will help grow and scale your organization one question at a time. My name is Casey Clark. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Cultivate Advisors, and I am really excited to bring this question to you today. We're going to be digging into what value does having strategic partners in your business bring to that business? By bringing in strategic partners into your organization, I think people, you know, give up because it can be so hard to maybe get off the ground to find the right partners. Well, we're going to dive into that and a lot more. And I brought the best person I could bring to the table. I actually brought Deb from our team. I'll introduce her in just a moment. But Deb is actually doing this. She is a director of strategic partnerships here at Cultivate. So every day she's out meeting with new partners, finding the right partners to bring into our organization to ultimately create what we call the trifecta of wins. And we'll get to that and much more. So Deb, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Casey. And thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it.
For sure. Well, I'm glad you joined us. Obviously, people want to get into this question, but do you mind giving all of our listeners just a little bit about your background, maybe before you joined Cultivate?
Sure, absolutely. So I would say I have that DNA of an entrepreneur. I was a business owner myself, which then really led me down this path. For all the things and the mistakes I made, I wanted to help and empower other business owners. I was very involved in the NABO community as their VP of membership nationwide, and now love the fact that I get to serve all types of entrepreneurs here at Cultivate.
I love it. For those who don't know what NABO is, it's National Association of Women Business Owners, who's also a partner of ours. So, yes. You know, that's kind of how we met, obviously, and now here we are, and you're absolutely crushing it as you help bring more partners into the organization. So thanks for all the work you do for Cultivate, but let's get in and help some entrepreneurs today figure out how to bring more strategic partners into their business. So, you know, Deb, let's just start with why. Like, why should a business owner care to potentially bring strategic partners into their organization? If it be for lead gen or for some type of production output, why should they even look at doing this? Because we know it's a lot of hard work.
Absolutely. I think, Casey, part of it is we all need to find ways of how do we differentiate in the marketplace. Okay. And when you can provide the ecosystem or tools in your toolbox that allow you to then differentiate, then you're building deeper connections with then your clients or potential clients. So that's one of the things that we talk about when we're engaging in these types of conversations with our partners.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think to me too, it's like, as an owner, you know, you're always trying to figure out the different lead sources you can use. And everybody knows, right, that the client referral is like the holy grail, right? If it doesn't matter if you're a consumer or B2B type of business, it doesn't matter if you're product or service. If you can get a referral in, your speed of sale, your speed of conversion is through the roof. Well, yes. This is the next best source, right? It's when a partner vouches for you and says, you need to check out this organization. But there's a lot of technicalities that have to go in to get this set up right, because most people who try to build partnerships find that partnerships fizzle very, very quickly. So for me, that's why I think it's so important that owners are really listening in to go, okay, what are some of these hacks to actually get partnerships off the ground? So let's go to the what. I mean, let's just dive right in. How do you see, like, what's your approach? Like, how do you find partners? How do you figure out even where to start? If you were an owner, if you were to give advice to an owner, what would you tell them?
Well, I think at first we need to, and we'll throw out these acronyms, but then define, which is who is the ICP, the ideal client persona, and how do we line there first? So let's be completely transparent so that we're not wasting time as far as truly seeing if there is alignment. And part of that alignment is, at least at Cultivate, is that we're winning with our partners when a business owner scales, grows, period. We all win, and that's that trifecta. Do you want to give your trifecta?
I think that the ideal client persona is so important, though, because
yes,
actually both ways, right, Deb? It's like you have to be really clear of who your ideal client persona is for the actual clients themselves, but then you also need your IPP, right? Your ideal partner persona.
Correct.
Because your ideal partner persona, what I love about what you're saying is it has to also, they have to be in the community of your ICP. You have to share the same ICP for this
correct
to work.
That's correct. Absolutely. And so it starts with a conversation, of course, and just doing that fact finding and asking those important questions up front. I think we can all build rapport, but it's really also making sure that we're aligning. And then as you align, it's also taking the approach of crawl, walk, run, always. So, you know, I think it's really easy to go big picture and this is going to be our marketing campaign and you can do this blog. And all of a sudden you're completely overwhelmed with a lot of tasks. But at the end of the day, let's just test this out. Let's test the relationship and let's see if we can build value and some success stories together. Then there's all sorts of directions in which you can go in, but you need a baseline to test the relationship first.
Well, it's interesting you say this because I know a lot of people in the market would actually come out and say, the way to get partnerships is you have to build relationships. They take time. It's really slow. You have to really take your time and you have to hope something's on the other end. And your approach is kind of saying, not actually the case. If you've truly aligned ICPs and you've truly aligned that everybody wins from the end user being referred, you know, they win as the partner, you win. If you can solve how all three win, you should be able to present that from the onset. And then what you're saying is, let's test this out. Let's just see what this looks like. And let's try to make a referral or two both ways. And let's see what happens. Because I mean, based on that, right, you would actually already know, is this going to be worth then to continue the relationship? And I think people get that wrong. They put all this relationship time in and they wonder why nothing's getting referred back. And they just keep cycling and meeting with people. But you never actually put, you know, pen to paper and said, can you make the referral right now? Can we experience this together? And there's a way to do it where it's not salesy and you're actually adding value to their community. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there'll be opportunities to further integrate the relationship. And yes, you can set up cadence calls. So then you're in touch with one another because there's back and forth that happens during that pilot phase as well. And I think having complete transparency and communication every step of the way during that pilot process, you can't over communicate that. And really keeping everyone in the loop. And so they understand what's going on and that the feedback is real time.
Are you getting the advice you need for your business from this episode? Do you want to get more than just one question answered and have it customized to you and your business? Well, Cultivate Advisors works one-on-one with thousands of business owners every day. Let them help you scale your business today. Don't just listen to this episode. Take action and go to cultivateadvisors.com to see which advisor you get matched with and receive a free 2-hour business assessment on how you could scale your business to the next level. Act now at cultivateadvisors.com.
Well, I think at the root, what I'm hearing you say is that, and again, obviously I've done a lot of partnership work. Obviously we have a big department that all we do is manage partnerships, right? So I'm obviously a believer, but I think the big root that I would hope listeners are hearing today, right, is that it is so much about the intentionality that you bring to your partnership discussions, right? When you're reaching out to explore a partnership, it is the intentionality of going, is this the right ICP? Do we share this right community? How do we all win? Now, can we agree that this will fizzle unless we just try to make an intro or two and see what we learn? So we even know if we should continue a relationship.
Yes.
And how many times have you gotten on calls like that, Deb, and realized there wasn't a good ICP or there wasn't a trifecta win? How often has that taken place?
It happens. I mean, that's part of the experience. I think it happens a lot in the beginning because there's a learning curve to anything that you do. And then you get better at it over time. And then also there's times where don't be afraid. Just sometimes as a business owner, you may need to fire a client. Sometimes, you know, at some point it's not making sense or people are not holding up to the standards that you've set for accountability for one another. And so it's just not a good fit. But it's worth the exploring because the results are so rewarding at the end of the day.
How many partners do you think you have to explore this with to really find like that? You know, I think everybody thinks like, oh, I'm going to find this partner and revenue is just going to come rushing into my business. And it's just a total wrong misconception that owners have. So, you know, you do this all day, every day, and you're very talented at it. Like, give me an idea. Like, how many partners do you think you really have to explore with before you find a really good one?
I would say that in the beginning, I thought my partner bench per se was going to be about 20. Yeah. And one, that's not realistic, by the way, if you really want to build good relationships. So I'd say my bench is about 6, but I can warm up another 5 because they're going to ebb and flow. So, and then to get to that, we use a term, we talk about kissing frogs, right?
Casey, hey, we're talking about kissing frogs right now.
Yeah. So there were a lot of kissing frogs, a lot. Like,
did not turn into princes, Deb, for you.
No, like an average of 10 of those types of discovery type calls on a weekly basis for months and months and months and months to then build the momentum that happens over time. Yeah.
Because, and again, I'm leading you on this a little bit, but I know, right, is like when you go in and you start to explore, usually the excitement is very high no matter what. That's what you have to cut through and see and go, but is the person committed? Do they actually believe in a give and take relationship, or are they only takers? Right.
Correct.
That is a massive, massive red flag that you will not be able to get reciprocal outputs. And so just again, if you've gone out and tried, for those of you listening in, like, I have tried to do this and failed, you may not have given it enough time or been selfish enough to put your foot down and hold to that ICP, hold to win-win-win, and then to that commitment side. So tell me, you know, you started talking about accountability, and I think that's interesting. Do you set goals with each partner? Like, is that a part of your cadence?
Absolutely. No, and because if we're truly partners, then let's build those success stories together. And so what does that look like on an annual basis? Now, on some partnerships too, there could be a rev share. So there's additional revenue. And so some of those goal setting can be around the revenue as well.
Yeah, what's in it for them?
Exactly. So what's in it for them? So, but I'm in the middle of this right now. Here we are, you know, we're wrapping up 1 year, getting into another. And so that's also a good time to evaluate on an annual basis where you stand with your partnerships and what does it look like going forward and setting some goals.
What does that sound like? Like, what is that when you want to go set the next goal? Like, is it as simple as just number of referrals? Is it like how do you approach it personally, Deb?
So I like to, that's a good question. I think what I like to do first is ask them, what are their goals for their business right now? So what are their goals? Where are they trying to take their company? What do they want to do? And then how can we add value to that and help them get to that goal?
Right.
So that is pretty much, that's the start of that conversation. Of course, then typically, since it is a partnership, they say, well, what can I do to help you? And then together, we start to figure out ways to build on that. Does that answer your question?
No, for sure. Right. And obviously it's not always just direct referrals. Sometimes about doing educational events for us, right? Sometimes it's about doing shared blogs or doing shared social posts.
So that's next level. Yeah. So that's level, so then, right? So yeah. So then you have your blogs, then you have your webinars. Some you may have where there's a conference. And so you get to know the community better.
Put each other's names on approved vendor portals, depending on, again,
exactly.
We're talking through our language, right? So this is B2B service, but it doesn't matter if you're a product side, if you're e-commerce, it doesn't matter what it is. I think the key is that you're putting yourself inside of a community and hopefully a large enough community of the type of ICP that you're trying to meet where this partner can actually be beneficial. And some of the other language in other industries is like affiliates, like who are your affiliates that are referring you business, right? So that's very similar to what we're talking to. For me, I always thought about the goals, Deb, is like there is this opportunity for partners for us to go and say, look, I am willing to, like you said, I have a bench of only six deep that I like give a ton of time. It's okay to actually say, I'm only looking for partners who want to work to get to X number of referrals or X number of shared opportunities a year. Otherwise, I can't validate my time being spent, you know, in here.
Correct.
And I think just, again, when people generally approach partners, kind of the hacks that people miss is they come at it from a place of very passive. And I know that you're not a very passive person. You're very bold and straight to it, which I always love and appreciate about
professional,
you.
You got to be a nudger. A little bit of nudging.
You've got to be a nudger. I love it. Yeah, because you've got to stay front of mind, right? And you've got to remind people that we agree to this objective and this is what we're working towards.
Thanks for tuning in to Catapult Your Business, where Cultivate Advisors is helping you catapult your business one question at a time. Are you running your business or is your business running you? At Cultivate Advisors, they'll match you with an expert advisor and do a free 2-hour deep dive for your business. This will give you the clarity you need on how to get your business to the next level. Cultivate has worked with thousands of businesses, but do you have have to lose. So head over to cultivateadvisors.com and sign up for your free 2-hour session.
Deb, I know the question that a lot of people are asking as they're listening to this is like, okay, great. Cool. I've got to go kiss a lot of frogs. I've got to make sure they're the right fit. I've got to make sure that our ICPs match and that there's a commitment level. And I've got to trial it first before we give a bunch more resources to figure out how the collaboration works. Cool. I'm on that. Where the heck do I go to find all these frogs to kiss? Any insights you could share, at least from your experience, or where you would encourage owners to go start to try to find these folks?
So LinkedIn, we know, is a great tool. It's always sure. 6 degrees of separation. So, and approaching LinkedIn, being intentionally curious in terms of who do you align with, right? So I would say that was a great tool to get started with. Everyone has a network. So I think that putting it out there, that this is something that you have as one of your strategies in your company, and you do that at dinners and cocktails.
I think most business owners or salespeople that, you know, owners or their teams might be leading, you know, depending on the size and scale of the company. But I think a lot of times people, when they're asking for how can you help, like, well, if you know any business owners, it's like, try a different approach. Actually, it's actually easier to get a referral to a potential partner than it is to a business owner, right? For us, we know that, right? And that's actually usually the same in most industries and businesses, right? So just hear that for those listening in, it's easier to go to someone, how can I help you? It's like, if you could refer me to someone else who has this ICP or is really well known in the community of these types of people, a collaboration referral is so easy. It doesn't come off as intrusive. They don't feel like they're necessarily recommending you or putting their name out there. So they're faster to make the referral. What about conferences? Do you ever find conferences are a good place to find potential partners?
Oh, that big question of conferences. Once again, being really strategic as best as you can. So there would be a crawl, walk, run, I think, in conferences. Don't be quick to exhibit. I think we learned that a little bit this past year. Perhaps walk the conference floor first, get a feel for what's going on there. Yep. Oftentimes, even in conferences, you meet incredible people in the sessions themselves. Just that you'd be surprised who you sit next to. But if it's going to be that ICP, those are exhibiting at those conferences, then could be then your next partner. And that's a lot of times where I find other partners is by talking to the folks that are exhibiting.
The expo portion of the conference, right? Meet the vendors. Yes. You're obviously here to meet the same ICP here that I would also want to meet. So that's a great tactic to go there, because you actually could meet people in sessions or at events to become clientele, but then also get to clean up and grab some additional partner discussions to take home. Be respectful. Obviously, they're there at a booth. They're trying to meet those folks. Don't take up too much of their time. But like when everybody's in their sessions and all the vendors are kind of bored, it's the perfect time to walk around and bring people into the fold. I love it. Yeah. Any other just big skill hacks or other areas that you would want to throw out to our listeners today that you go, oh, you got to think about this when you go out to bring strategic partnerships into your organization?
Well, one of the things I'll say that I love about what we do at Cultivate is that we offer some resources. So there's a value add that we're bringing to the table. So think about pre-revenue, right? Yeah. So exactly. So what value are you bringing that can then add to the conversation, give further insight to understanding that ICP? That's super helpful in building those relationships.
Yeah, when you come in and go, I just need you to send me a referral, it's like, for what? Right? Yeah. You've got to have some type of offer, something that gets people to go, I can learn more, I can go through an experience of some kind and gain some type of value that solves something for the partner. You've got to go solve that. Without that, it's hard to get their attention because, you know, in the words of one of our colleagues, like you kind of just end up being in the sea of sameness. Right. You don't actually have, you know, the differentiator that opens up the door for the partnership. So definitely a good, you know, piece of wisdom. You know, for me, I think the biggest piece I would share with people is just get started. Like I find this is one of those areas where a lot of owners or sales folks hit paralysis. It's like, it's easier to hit a cold email list, or it's easier to, you know, just sign up for the conferences and expo and like, just hope people come up to my table and make the excuse that it wasn't a good ROI. Like this takes a ton of intentionality and calendar work to go, I'm going to commit to kissing the frogs for a 6 to 12 month period of time, but your funnel will massively and drastically change when you get on the other side of it if you do this right. So that would be my biggest tip coming to you kind of here next, Deb, as we kind of come to a close. What's your biggest takeaway or, you know, biggest learning you'd love everybody to leave with or something just to be mindful of?
It's not easy. Don't give up, because ultimately you will start to build that traction. And when you do, it's really like, what are they calling it these days, Casey? The flow, like you're in flow state. Like it becomes very natural. And also taking the time out to get to know your partners. Like I was just in New York last week. I specifically flew in to have a meal with this partner. So once you figure out who's on the bench, then really invest in that relationship.
Go all in.
And then ultimately, I think where I see additional value is that I'm going to start introducing my partners to each other. And that's going to be a whole nother level of relationship and an ecosystem in which to build. So,
yeah. Well, and then you're the forefront of it. And then the referrals just keep piling and they convert just as fast most of the time as client referrals in most businesses. So Deb, a wealth of knowledge. Thanks for sharing your perspective and kind of what you've learned along the journey to help other entrepreneurs through this madness. You know, for those listening in, look, you've got to take action. You've got to, you know, make sure you put pen to paper to build a plan. And then you've got to put feet, you know, to the pavement based on what the plan says. So for those listening in, if you've joined us before, you know, every week we come back and deliver another episode where we give you one question answered with an expert from our team to help you ultimately grow and scale your company. So we hope we see you again for Catapult Your Business. Until then, we'll see you next time. Thanks again, everybody.